This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a terrific idea. You can do it right away, and we'll get you on the air. I was talking about the fact that this is the day that the Soapbox Derby with 19 boys and prize money in 1933 began. The original idea was to have 19 boys. They had 362 kids show up with homemade cars built of orange crates, sheet tin, wagon, and baby buggy wheels. The following year, the first All-American race was held, same day, today. The winner was Robert Turner of Muncie, Indiana, who made his cars from wood of a saloon bar. Dads love that. Then in 1935, they switched from Dayton to Akron. And part of what fueled attention about the Soapbox Derby, which at one point got 70,000 people and was the fifth most attended sporting event in America, right? Was an accident. A car went off the track and struck the NBC's top commentator and sports broadcaster, Graham McNamee, when he was broadcasting live on the air. He had a concussion and ended up with injuries that cost him 2 weeks in the hospital, but he described the collision and finished his broadcast. And there's nothing, people tell you who love hockey, for example, there's nothing like blood on the ice to increase listenership. So the following year, they decided that they needed a permanent track. And the WPA Derby Downs became a reality. In 1946, the town of Mission, British Columbia, acquired the rights to the Western Canada Soapbox Derby Championship, and the Mission Regional Chamber of Commerce, previously named the Mission City and District Board of Trade, organized the event until 1973. The heyday of the Soapbox Derby was in the 50s and 60s. Chevrolet was a sponsor. And TV and movie stars made appearances. As I said, there were 70,000 people who showed up at one time. The age of the boys was 11 to 15. And apparently, at one point, it was Jimmy Stewart, who was appearing on Broadway in Harvey, canceled the weekend so he could go to the Soapbox Derby. They now, starting in 1993... they had the All-American Soapbox Derby, began the Rally World Championship. It's a Grand Prix style of race in which each district, 10 in all, send back a number of champions based on number of racers and races in each district. There are broader categories now. They extended the age range so that younger kids can do it, and they now permit adults. I remember at one point, I don't even remember when, that there was a big fuss because the winner of the Soapbox Derby had let his dad help him. There was a picture of his dad working on the soapbox, and so they disqualified him. It was a huge scandal. So there you go. And they were talking about how fast it goes. If you want to read about the scandal, there we go. 1973, 14-year-old Jimmy Gronin of Boulder, Colorado, was stripped of his title 2 days after winning. They said that it was illegal that his car revealed an electromagnet in the nose. So when activated at the starting line, it pulled the car forward by attracting it to the steel paddle used to start the race. He activated the electromagnet by leaning his helmet against the backrest of his seat, which activated its power source. His heat times progressively slowed as the race went on because the electromagnet lost strength each time it was activated. Usually heat times get faster each time. Well, that's kind of an interesting scandal. It's kind of like doping, except it's electromagnetic. You know, he probably is now a multimillionaire who's doing all sorts of, or even that he's gone into politics. They replaced his wheels after chemicals were found to be applied to the wheel's rubber. So, I mean, there are all sorts of ways that, I don't know, teaching kids to cheat is probably not a very good time. His uncle and legal guardian was an engineer who was indicted for contributing to the delinquency of a minor and paid $2,000.
Jeez.
His Lang's son, who was the guy who was the uncle, Bob Lang Jr., and Jimmy Cronin's cousin had won the previous 1972 Derby using a car considered to be indistinguishable from the vehicle used by Cronin. So the question is, should he have been stripped as well? Pretty interesting, don't you think?
That, oh, yeah.
When you get... I mean, there's something about adults getting involved in kid stuff that never ends particularly well. Not a terrifically good idea. But, I mean, it's kind of interesting that you get that kind of scandal involved. Not to mention that adults weren't supposed to help kids, let alone helping kids to cheat.
Right.
Well, their argument is probably, well, no one said you couldn't have electromagnet in there.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All righty. I thought we would do, since we have not a huge amount of time today, is to talk about what advice would you give to incoming freshmen, since we're now, they're kids who are starting college this week. I think when, during freshman orientation. So I thought we would take a quick look at that. Do you have any advice that would have been helpful to you?
Yeah, I'd probably say, you know, depending on the school you go to and what your situation is, take advantage of the resources, you know, whether it's clubs or extra classes that can be squeezed into your special program or whatever. You know, my biggest regret is not taking advantage of the studios and doing the extra work and the extra classes, and you know, that would be my big thing. Just take advantage of what's given.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It was really funny. I was talking about this last night to somebody, and as I said, my foundation is about sending kids, talented high school's senior girls, I think we've decided, to junior college and hooking them up with a job. And the two requirements that I have at this moment, and I'm sort of evolving this, is number one, that they're not into entrepreneurship, which is, I'm not against, but it's not what I'm interested in. That I saw this documentary called Project Startup, which we're probably going to do an interview on Sparkle Notes Fix It, about kids starting up. But when we were kids, what we wanted to do was change the world. We wanted to find a cure to cancer. We wanted to dig wells in Nairobi. We wanted to go to Appalachia and teach. What kids want to do now is make money. And it's not that I object to it, it's just not what I'm interested in sponsoring. So number one, they have to have some sense of wanting to make the world a better place and how they're going to do it. And they don't necessarily have to have a concrete plan, but that has to be the direction that they're interested. And second of all, that they can only take a small percentage of online courses for exactly the reason you're talking about, Blake. The part of an education is the extracurricular experiences of the things I remember most from college. And medical school and everything else was studying with friends of trying to, we would act out the sodium pump of, you know, how that actually worked, magnesium sodium pump. We would do the Russian Revolution together so we could remember for the exam. We would help each other through math or science or whatever it was that we had to do. My problem as a freshman, which nobody needed to tell me, I was just quite clear that, because I'd done everything in high school, I'd been in all the plays and worked on the newspaper and the annual and all this kind of stuff, and would have flunked out of Rice if I didn't cut it out, because I hit Rice and that, oh good, I can do all this, and I couldn't, because I had run for the first time in my life into people who were significantly smarter than I was, not a little bit, but a lot smarter, and it was an enormously valuable thing. So we're going to look at what advice you guys would give incoming freshmen. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, in honor of school opening, especially freshman orientation for a lot of kids this week, this was precipitated by, I guess by a number of things. First of all, that my foundation is focused on education. That I'd just seen a documentary called Starving the Beast, which we're going to do an It's Broken, Let's Fix It interview. In fact, the woman who did the documentary is in Madrid. She said, can we do it on email? And I said, no. So we'll do that in the next couple of weeks. But enjoy Madrid, ole. And then I was at a screening, and one of my colleagues said, was with this cute little girl, and said, she's just starting NYU film school. What advice would you give her as a beginning freshman? And I said, take as much math and science as you can. And she said, well, but I'm studying film. And I said, you can learn about film outside of school. Math and science, especially if it's not what you're very good at, you really need somebody to help you with. And no matter what you think you're doing, 20 years ago, people did editing with a razor blade and scotch tape. Now it's all digital. You don't know what's going to be happening with film and film production and doing budgets and looking for funding and what the subject matter is going to be. Take math and science. The economy, the world is becoming more scientific and mathematically based. And you need to be able to evaluate things, if nothing else. So you need that, number one. Number two, I take a language because it teaches you how to think in a different vernacular, and it's a discipline. Number three, find the smartest person you can to mentor you. Doesn't make any difference what their discipline is, what they're interested in. Find somebody that can teach you about life, who's smart, who will take you under their wing. Because the subject matter you can add to, subtract from, especially as an undergraduate, if you're going to go into a specialized field, you're going to need to go to graduate school anyway. So get, as you said, Blake, get as much stuff under your belt as you can, especially since you're paying for it. You might as well get your money's worth, but you also want to spend your time. You're going to be worth the least in the job market now that you ever will be again. So learn everything you can. Have people teach you, even if you're not interested in that subject matter. If it's a smart person, have them teach you what they know, math, science, and do a lot of extracurricular. All right, so that was my, and she's fighting me all the way, and you know she's not going to do it. But the whole point about education, as far as I'm concerned, is to teach you to think and to discipline you. And as land-grant universities say, to look for truth. We had a great response yesterday of somebody who was talking about education and saying in a democracy you need to have people who are able to evaluate what other people have said, which means statistics and looking at original research, to be able to think outside the box, to be able to innovate. So, okay, in other words, don't take the easy way out. Push yourself. Okay, what else we got?
Yeah, so Ruth says, don't try to do too much of everything. Have a slightly narrower focus on certain specific fields of learning. It is better than diversifying too much.
I would disagree with that.
Same.
But I get the point. It seems to me that, especially the first 2 years, 80% of people who declare a major, and that's not everybody, change it.
Exactly.
By the time they graduate. So I would say that specialization is for later. The only thing I would suggest with respect to what Ruth is saying is be careful of the extracurricular activities. That's part of the experience of being away from home the first time and being around peers and being around people who are much smarter than you are or dumber than you are. But I just decided that I could do the same thing as a freshman in a very strict, challenging university that I could as a senior in. It was not an unchallenging environment in my high school, but my high school had 1,200, 1,300 kids that I graduated with. College had 1,250, the total enrollment. So being in the upper 10% of one, you're going to be with a lot more people than the upper 10% of the other. And which I had to learn very quickly, is academics come first. But I think, it's not, all my faculty advisors said exactly what Ruth said, is, you know, when are you going to decide what you really are interested in? I said, but all of it, and I was. All right, what else we got?
Omar says, listen to your teachers and walk home with a buddy and help with your fellow classmates with their homework. Don't talk smart to parents and be yourself, and education is the key.
Not a bad kind of thing. And that whole issue about walking about walking home with somebody, that college campuses are have always been viewed as safety and as safe, and they're not. So that's not bad advice. There you go.
Last one we have here is from Bridget. Bridget says, because college comes with a significant increase in freedom to explore, power to harm and hide from personal responsibility, don't do anything that you would not proudly share with your parents and family at family reunions. Proudly share.
Especially because it'll be on Facebook.
Proudly, same as proudly sharing on your third date, proudly sharing with prospective in-laws, proudly share with your fiancé, with your spouse when angry or drunk, etc., etc.
This sounds like a voice of experience, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's... let's see. Your future grandchildren when babysitting.
This is the list of all the people who are going to know about this.
Yeah.
All right, keep
your
going.
Your choices and conduct reflects directly on your character, indirectly on your parents' character, your friend's character, and your teacher's character.
Okay, I think she's got a really legitimate point, because for an awful lot of kids, college is the first real geographical independence. It may not be financial independence, because your parents may be paying for it, or you may be on scholarship, or you may have taken out loans, or so it may not be financial independence, but it's quite often sociological independence and geographical independence. And there's a tendency to but her point is well taken, that the stakes are very high, and they're higher now than they were 10 years ago or 30 years ago or 40 years ago, because social media, the internet,
yep,
cell phones, that everybody's going to know everything. When I moved to New York, someone said to me, make sure you don't do anything you don't want everyone to know, because they will. And New York is the biggest city in America. But they're right, because people know people in various little pods, and this was before social media is what it is. So understand that anything you do is very likely going to follow you the rest of your life, and make sure when you're sober, or that you don't drink that much, because it's going to be forever. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week. It's actually that time of the year as well. I must admit, I'm kind of fudging things a little bit with It's Broken, Let's Fix It. We haven't done one for a while because something has to actually fit in this segment for me to do the interview with it. And today, I admit, is kind of a fudge because it's a documentary called Fastball by Jonathan Hawk. And for those of you who don't care about baseball, you're saying, huh? For those of you who do care about baseball, you're saying, whoa, dude, cool. Because it's the time of the year where we do spring training. And whether you like baseball or not, you have to admit that spring training means that we're probably not going to get snowed on until at least opening day, and then probably only once. So I invited Jonathan to come. And first of all, even if you don't like baseball, this has got Kevin Costner in it and Derek Jeter. Okay, I guess he's baseball. Hank Aaron. Okay, he's baseball. But it's also got a lot of math and science in it. So hopefully your documentary will appeal to lots of people, as will our interview, Jonathan. So tell me, how did you get involved with worrying about fastballs?
Well, the two things I've loved most my whole life
besides my wife and kids, are baseball and movies. And the opportunity to combine the two is, you know, is just a dream for me. And I got a phone call one day from Thomas Tull. Thomas is the chairman of Legendary Pictures out in Hollywood. They made Inception and the Dark Knight movies and the Hangover movies and Straight Outta Compton and Godzilla and, you know.
Straight Outta Compton got gypped. They should have been nominated, but keep going.
Absolutely. And more to the point, Thomas made 42 about Jackie Robinson.
Right.
And so here's the, you know, the preeminent force in Hollywood for, you know, major action films, and at the same time, a real true believer in the beauty and magic of baseball. And he's on the board at the Hall of Fame, and so my phone rings one day, and it's him. And as a documentary filmmaker, those are calls that you never expect, but you always grab the phone as soon as it happens. And
you don't assume it's one of your friends playing a joke on you.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Thomas is not a guy who looks to put himself in the spotlight, but he puts his shows and you know, films and things that matter to him in the spotlight. And what he said is, we need to make a film that every baseball fan and everybody who is in love with a baseball fan but maybe is not in love with the game yet, they can take this DVD and put it in their DVD player every spring and remember why this game is so important to us all throughout America. And what we did together was we took the idea that the game, let's boil it down to its essence. And so it's not about who's good, who's bad, who's this, who's that. It's about what's happening out there that is so compelling year after year after year and is so eternal about it. And what it is that we discovered is that in the 396 milliseconds it takes for a fastball to get from the pitcher's hand to home plate, all the drama of human competition is encapsulated in those less than 0.4 of a second, less time than it takes to blink your eye. This fastball is containing all the drama of sport. And this is where, you know, the line we say in the film that Kevin Costner delivered, and you can imagine the, you know, the delight that you have when you hear Kevin Costner bring your words to life. But when he says, it's a primal battle between a man with a stick and a man with a rock.
All right, let me ask you a question. Why not a slider, or why not a knuckleball, or why not a curveball?
Because it's not about the trickery that is, I mean, all those pitches are wonderful and great and an important part of enjoying the game as a whole, but the whole thing isn't predicated on the fact that I'm, you know, you can't build a whole sport and a whole culture around, I'm going to take this thing and I'm going to fake you out and there's going to be all...
Isn't it called politics? Or was it
exactly. It's not politics. It's
baseball.
It's baseball. It's I'm going to pick up this rock and throw it as hard as I can, and you're going to pick up that stick and try to hit the rock. And there's this real primal life and death drama that's played out, and the reason it's tolerable is not really life and death, right? It's not, but it feels like it, and it does have those elements of it. Mike Schmidt said to us when he faced Nolan Ryan, you know, I build up there.
Yeah, and that ball. Well, and I was in Boston with Tony Conigliaro, got beamed,
so it really can be
life and death. Let me ask you, one of the things that I remember most about my time around baseball players and was the statement that, first of all, that they're incredibly superstitious, but even more than that, that it's the only game where the defense has the ball.
Right.
Which I thought was absolutely fascinating, and it really does separate it out from football or basketball or soccer or anything else.
Yeah, the pitcher is more than a quarterback in football, more than a point guard, more than, you know, a goal scorer or in hockey or soccer or goaltender. A pitcher, there's no other sport where a guy can just hold the ball and hold the ball. and nothing is going to happen until he does it. And he's standing on a hill, right? Everybody else is below him.
Yeah.
And these pitchers who have the lightning in their arm, you know, the Gibsons and the Seavers and the Ryans and the all the way up today, the Verlanders and Craig Kimbrell, who's with the Red Sox now, and David Price, who's also with the Red Sox. Now, when they stand alone on that hill and they are going to reach back for their fastest fastball, that is an event that for them is transcendent. I mean, that's when they cease being an ordinary person playing a game and they become this, you know, sort of regal or almost even divine feeling figure. One of the guys who had a 95 mile an hour fastball 40 years ago said to me, you know, when he took the mound, he felt like he was God. He felt like he had this power that that was divine, that was beyond human, and that's why they called Sandy Koufax the left arm of God, because what he could do with his left arm was gave him a power over mere mortals.
I also like the idea that you talk about in the movie, that to a certain extent, this is pushing, that the fastball pitcher pushes the envelope of what's possible for human beings to do. That when you've got things like the 4-minute mile or how high you can jump, that those of all of those records have really fallen. But the fastball hasn't really changed very much. In fact, I guess that's really what your movie is about, of, you know, where are the limits, and have we reached the limits, and is anybody ever going to go beyond those limits, and what are the limitations?
Right, and that's what's eternal about baseball, is that the human arms, you're just not going to throw a ball faster than Nolan Ryan threw it. You're not going to throw a ball faster than Bob Feller threw it. This is where we have physicists and doctors and mathematicians and all kinds of scientists who are involved in the film determining who threw the fastest pitch ever and what is actually happening. And what you have on the side of the pitcher is to generate enough force to impart more speed to that ball that weighs what it weighs and is shaped the way it's shaped. To generate more force to throw it faster than these guys throw it, your arm would fly off. That's more force than the shoulder can take. Your arm would literally fly off your body to throw it faster than these guys' fastest. So that's the limit. On the other side, the batters, your eyes and your brains are limited to how to follow something in motion, because your eyes are actually taking snapshots of things in motion. It's not a smooth, continuous image. And without getting too bogged down in the details, the idea is that the fastest you can react to something is 0.2 seconds. And in order to hit a ball coming at 100 miles an hour from 60 feet 6 inches precisely, you have 0.2 seconds to trigger your swing, which then takes another 0.2 seconds. So, in other words, if the ball were moving any faster than 100 miles an hour, it would be purely a guess on the part of the hitter.
All right, let me stop you at this moment. My guest is Jonathan Hawk, who is explaining to you why you can't hit that fastball. We'll come back and talk about how we measure this and what happens about the old guys who threw fastballs and the new guys who throw fastballs. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours.
say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Jonathan Hawk, who's put out a documentary just in time for spring training called Fastball. And even if you think you don't like baseball, if you like math or if you love somebody who loves baseball, you'll at least be able to sound really smart. And it does have Kevin Costner in it about baseball, which is certainly not a bad thing to do. You know, my interview with Ted Williams, I will brag just a little bit, is it Cooperstown, and when I interviewed him, because as I'm sure you're aware, we were just talking about how much you have to see the ball to be able to hit it or just close your eyes and pray, his eyes were what they used to calibrate other people's eyesight on, but he said it wasn't his eyes. He said he had the fastest hip in the business, that he could get his hips around in that 0.2 of a second that you're talking about, and that's why he was such a powerful hitter, which is kind of an interesting notion that for him it wasn't how fast you could see, even though he had extraordinary vision, but how fast you could essentially get your body around to hit the ball.
Yeah, it's a decision that your brain has to make, and Ted Williams is, you know, thought of as the person with the fastest reflexes ever, and it's this combination of eyesight and being able to move your body, and no one's ever going to be able to do that any faster than Ted Williams did, and so you have this ultimate form of human performance on both ends of the equation here, and that's, I think, instinctively we recognize that when we see a fastball pitcher against a great hitter, that this is as good as it gets for human beings doing this.
Well, and what's interesting is it hasn't really changed very much. And Ted Williams played, his career was interrupted because of World War II. So, I mean, you're talking about 50 years ago, and when you talk about Nolan Ryan, I mean, you're talking about guys who were pitching. These are not modern people, and almost every other modern sports record has fallen, and you're telling me that these are not going to.
That's right. Now, Usain Bolt is going to beat Jesse Owens in a 100-yard dash, but Ted Williams from 1939 is still going to be, or 1941 when he hit 400, he's still going to be able to hit the fastest pitcher today. And that's why baseball is unique in all the sports. You know,
it's really timeless in some ways.
Exactly. Like, nobody from the 1940s could stop Michael Jordan or could stop any of these guys today. But the pitchers and the hitters from the 40s and 30s and going all the way back to Walter Johnson would be that same guy with the rock 60 feet from the guy with the stick, and it would be the same thing. And that's why baseball endures as the sort of eternal game, and that's why the Baseball Hall of Fame is such a special place, because you can see those guys today. That's why we start the film with a little computer graphic of Justin Verlander from the Detroit Tigers today, who's the premier fastball pitcher of all starting pitchers, throwing side by side with Bob Feller from 1939, racing a motorcycle when they were trying to figure out how fast Bob Feller threw. That's what this film does in the imagination, is take the guy, the past and present, and put them together.
Well, and I love the science of this. You know, it seems to me when you look at the Baseball Hall of Fame or look at your movie that the facial hair has changed a little bit, the uniforms have changed, but the skill level. So, talk a little bit about how you determined who has thrown, who's got the fastest fastball.
Well, the one beautiful thing about it is that there's always an argument for somebody else, right? Because they didn't have a clock on Goose Gossage. They didn't have a clock on a lot of guys. But of all the guys who were actually timed, and we put a lot of faith in this as fans and as scientists, because sort of a crowdsourced knowledge of wisdom. At the time, at the turn of the century, it was Walter Johnson who threw, everybody said then, he threw faster than anybody alive. So he's probably the fastest of the time. The next person they said that about is Bob Feller, and they clocked him very accurately as well. And then you have Nolan Ryan, who was the third guy who everybody said, this is the fastest any human being could ever throw a ball, and we clocked him as well. So these are the three great pitchers from history who were accurately timed scientifically. And then today, every pitcher is timed accurately scientifically from on every single pitch. So what the scientists from Carnegie Mellon University did for us is, through examining the footage and the methodology that was used, they actually took it from apples to oranges and made it apples to apples and figured out, and we won't spoil it for everybody, but they did determine that of the pitchers who have been accurately timed throughout history, going back to Walter Johnson, which pitcher in a major league game actually threw the fastest pitch ever?
I'm not telling. You can torture me, but I'm not telling. Yeah, absolutely not. All right. So, but the other thing that fascinated me is that while the upper reaches, the Olympus, hasn't changed, that below them, the mere mortals who are really throwing good fastballs are throwing faster and faster. So the top hasn't really changed, but the bottom has. They're the second tier pitchers have. They've gotten better, don't you think?
Well, Well, yeah, I think that's really insightful of you to have seen that, because it's not just the ceiling, but how many people are crowded around that ceiling. And
yeah,
the way baseball has changed, and the reason statistics can be misleading today compared to the old days, even though the performers are not different, that the nature of the game now is that the pitcher is only going to throw 100 pitches, as opposed to people like Nolan Ryan, who would throw 175 pitches when they started a game. So they can throw as hard as they can a lot more than the guys today.
Yeah.
And then you have, every team has relief pitchers coming out of the bullpen who pitch one inning or less, sometimes one batter, and really can throw as hard as they can every pitch. And their mechanics are so good. Mechanics, the understanding of mechanics have gotten so good, so that someone like Nolan Ryan or Tom Seaver, when I was growing up, who had these perfect mechanics. Nowadays, so many of them have perfect mechanics, and they only are going to pitch one inning, so they are really giving it all they've got. So you've got all these guys throwing 98, 99, 100, 101. And in the old days, a guy would start the game, and he would know he's got to throw 150, 175 pitches. He couldn't
throw no pacing yourself anymore.
Exactly.
Well, so, for those, the other thing about baseball, as far as I'm concerned, is basically everybody has played it at some point. I mean, you played it in gym. Girls played it. Boys played it. But this sort of gives you the idea that you may think you know how to play baseball, but folks, there's a whole different world out there, and fastball really explores it. So what did you come out? Well, I've got about 10 seconds. Tell me what you walked away with at the end of fastball.
That there is something instinctively delightful and compelling and dramatic about something that happens in less time than it takes to blink your eye, and then you can open that up to 86 minutes of human drama, which is what we tried to do in the film.
Fair enough. And I got to tell you, I love baseball, but the film is a lot more interesting than a baseball game. What can I tell you? Unless there's a whole lot of home runs. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.